In this video, we are focusing on three words that matter deeply when a church hosts a licensed chaplain practice: oversight, blessing, and mission. These three belong together. Sometimes churches are happy to bless ministry in a general way, but they do not offer real oversight. Sometimes leaders want oversight, but they do not clearly express blessing. Sometimes a ministry starts with energy, but no one has connected it to the actual mission of the church. When that happens, chaplain practice can become unclear, isolated, or unstable. A healthier model brings all three together. Let's begin with blessing. Blessing means the church recognizes the chaplain's calling and welcomes the ministry as a real expression of Christian service. It is more than saying, "That sounds nice." It is a meaningful affirmation that this ministry fits the life of the church and is worthy of prayer, encouragement, and connection. A chaplain who is blessed by the church is less likely to feel like they are inventing the ministry alone. They know they are being sent with love, not just tolerated from a distance. Now let's talk about oversight. Oversight is not control for its own sake. It is not suspicion. It is not bureaucracy. Oversight means someone in responsible leadership knows what the ministry is, understands its purpose, checks in on it, and helps keep it healthy, accountable, and within scope. That could be a pastor, it could be a care director, it could be another designated ministry leader. But someone should be able to answer simple questions like, what kind of care is this chaplain practice offering? What people or setting is it serving? How is the ministry doing? Where are the pressures? Are boundaries staying clear? When should referrals happen? What support does the chaplain need? That kind of oversight protects everyone. It protects the chaplain from isolation and burnout. It protects the church from confusion. It protects care recipients from unhealthy dependency or overreach. And it protects the ministry from slowly drifting into something it was never meant to be. Now let's look at mission. Mission asks, how does this chaplain practice connect to the church's actual calling in the world? A church is not only a place for internal care, it is also a sending body. It participates in the love of Christ through worship, discipleship, witness, mercy, and practical ministry. A chaplain practice can become part of that outward mission. For example, one church may support a chaplain practice serving a local hospital, another may support spiritual care in a school community. Another may focus on grief support, community crisis care, nursing home visitation, or support for overlooked families. In each case, the chaplain practice becomes a local expression of the church's mission. That is very important. When chaplain ministry is connected to mission, it stops feeling like a side project. It becomes part of how the church loves real people in real places. This also helps with clarity. The church can say, "This is one of the ways we extend care beyond the walls." That kind of language gives the ministry identity and direction. Now, what should churches avoid? Do not give blessing without clarity. Do not create oversight without warmth. Do not launch ministry that has no mission connection. Do not assume that because someone is sincere, they need no supervision. Do not treat chaplain practice as private ministry happening under the church name with no real relationship to church leadership. A healthier pattern sounds more like this. We bless this chaplain ministry. We know what it is for. We will stay connected to it. We will pray for it. We will guide it. And we see it as part of our mission. That is strong, simple, and biblical. A licensed chaplain practice becomes healthier when it is not merely admired, but actually connected. It needs blessing so the chaplain is sent with affirmation. It needs oversight so the ministry stays clear and healthy. And it needs mission so the practice remains tied to the real calling of the church. When those three work together, the church becomes more than a building where people gather. It becomes a base for local spiritual care, wise sending, and practical Christian presence in the community.